Welcome back, folks, to the Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, joins us. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, my friend. It is upon us, right? The Friday
it is
before
here.
The first weekend, yes. Can't wait. It's kind of exciting.
You could feel the excitement in the city. I'm sure you've been working your way around. Everybody's talking about it. They can't wait to see all of the starters on the field at one time. You know, that I've heard that if I had a nickel for every time I heard that saying, I could retire. You know, it's just like they want to see it and they want to feel it. And it's going to be a big game, I think.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the Saints fans would love to prove a lot of people wrong, right? I mean, there's one thing about being under the radar and another about not being on the radar. And, you know, this team, from a prognostication standpoint, which is exactly what that word is, right? And so let's go out and play. Let's have some starters play this game. It's at home. Crowd be a factor. And, you know, starter against starter. It is exciting because I do feel like there's a, you know, hey, nobody expects this team to do anything. That's the best time to do something. And I'm excited to get going with these first two games, Arizona and San Francisco at home. I'm, you know, probably said it during the preseason, but we don't know, right? Well, nobody knows. We don't know what to expect. It's a new head coach. It's a new defensive coordinator. Plenty of areas to get better in. And so I'm excited to see what it looks like, what happens.
How much of the coaching staff has been replaced? Like 70%, you'd say?
17. I think it's 20, like 17 new faces. Some guys have come back. But it's, you know, for the most part, Phil Galliano stays as special teams, but they've been promoted. Brian Young, defensive line. It's a ton of new faces, not just in the coaching staff. I don't know that I've ever seen a team make the kind of changes that the Saints have made towards the end of camp. I mean, once we get into the preseason games, and typically, yeah, you'll pick up a guy and throw him on your practice squad, you know, but not trades, right? Not trade, get a guy off waivers, trade. The backup offensive line, you know, I don't relatively brand new from when we started training camp except for Torricelli Simpkins. So I feel like, you know, there is a newness, which was we knew would happen. But I don't think I've ever seen a team be this aggressive late in camp to get better. And I think that's, you know, whether how it plays out, quite frankly, I don't want to see any of those guys. I don't want to see any of those backup offensive linemen. Let them get some time. I don't need to see them right away. Need that first team offensive lineman in the game and at their best. This one's going to come down to those guys and the Saints defensive front as well.
Yeah, that obviously a lot of folks have been saying that's the key, right, is how cohesive we can keep this front line together. You know, a number of years, Sean Payton was able to play musical chairs on the front line with some success, thankfully, and it led to a number of wins for a lot of winning seasons. But that's not always the case, right? And you really want to have your starting front line there. So where are we from an injury perspective? We saw a few guys tweaked in preseason. Is everyone back and everyone healthy?
No, but there's a few still limited. We'll find out more later today from Kellen about Trevor Penning at guard. And really the biggest surprise yesterday was that Chase Young injured his calf in practice. So we'll have to wait and see if he's a practice today or a DMP or if he's limited. You know, it'd be a big blow. He's had a heck of a training camp and a heck of a preseason. Now they have some people at defensive end, but we'll find out more today. Really the difference in what Sean had to do and what Dennis Allen and what this team has had to do is that you can handle an injury. You can handle five injuries at once, a wide receiver, a linebacker, an offensive lineman, a secondary. It's when you lose, you know, three offensive linemen, Landon Young, you know, Nick Saldivari, Will Clapp. It's when they get in positions, you know, in one area, that's what makes it difficult, and that's what they've had to suffer through. So we'll know more today. It hasn't been, you know, terrible. I think they're fairly healthy across the board, not perfect, but Chase Young and Trevor will be probably the biggest two question marks going in.
So we have a quarterback. The quarterback's been named. There's no uncertainty there. Spencer Rattler. Your thoughts going into the game on Sunday?
Well, I would say first down efficiency and the ability to run the football just with a modicum of success would be the biggest keys in this game. And I know defensively you got to stop Kyler Murray and Trey McBride and all that. But offensively, you got to try to put as little pressure on Spencer to win this game with his arm as possible. And that means third and four, third and five. You know, you cannot be third and 10, and he needs to be smart with the football. If it's second and 10 and he's back on third down and you got to take a sack, you know, get rid of it. Don't, you know, you on second down so that you're not third and 17. You can live with third and seven. Third and 17 is almost impossible. And so you got to try to, and if that's a short passing game, whatever, on first and second down to stay out of third and long and obvious pass situations. Because believe me, Arizona's coming. They're coming early. They're coming hard. And as much as they can try to rattle Rattler, they're going to try to do it. And so you've got to take the upper hand and dictate that action. And so first down efficiency, whether it's throwing or running, to me, is crucial to kind of alleviate some of that pressure on Spencer.
What are the analysts saying about Arizona? They're in the NFC West with the Los Angeles Rams, the 49ers, the Seahawks. None of those are easy teams to beat at any of those stadiums. But what are they saying about the quality of this year's team?
I would say they're kind of they went through their rebuild. They have struggled. You know, they were 4-13 2 years ago, came back to 8-9 last year under Justin Gannon. He's the new coach. They finished third in the NFC West. So I would say the people who, you know, are looking at the team say, all right, well, maybe this is a team on the rise, right? They've already kind of had their rebuild. They were a weird 8-9. They started off 1-4, 2-6. So, and then lost five of their last seven. They where they are good is where it has posed problems for the Saints. Certainly Kyler Murray, the ability to run the football. He runs it a lot. He runs it well. So, you know, third and long, third and 17 can still be problematic for the Saints. So running quarterbacks have been an issue and a good tight end. And what they have in Arizona is not a good tight end. It's a tight end that is, quite frankly, unbelievable. Trey McBride. He was the fourth leading receiver in the NFL. Forget tight ends. Fourth leading receiver. He had 111 catches. Now, this is a team that has Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Marvin Harrison Jr. had 62 receptions. McBride had 111. Now, he only had two touchdowns, but 1,000 yards. I mean, he's a guy that you've got to account for because tight ends sometimes have hurt the Saints. So, you know, it's where they're good, the Saints have had issues. Now, that's you can't look at the Saints in 23 and 24 and go, okay, well, they had issues in 23 and 24. They're going to have issues in 25. Completely different players, completely different scheme with Brandon Staley. So, you know, but that's important. How they, if they cannot let Kyler Murray run around, create time, and they got to find a way to, you can't stop Trey McBride. The guy called 111, right? But you've got to impact the way that he's not too significant. You got to control him as much as you can.
It's going to be interesting in defense as to how they, you know, a lot of the players that played, and you and I talked about this last week, about the 4-3 versus the 3-4. When we look at the 3-4 lining up against this type of offense, good matchup or no?
Yeah, and I also think we probably have built that into more than it is, because it's really based on their personnel. There are a lot of times when you looked out on the field and you saw four down linemen, two linebackers, five DBs. Well, that was what we used last year. So it really depends on their offensive personnel, and it might depend a little bit on Chase Young. So you'll see three linebackers, you'll see two, but this team typically has played a lot of five DBs. We don't know about Alante Taylor, but I think it's really the ability on the edges for those guys to play a little more freer, right? Not if that means dropping into coverage, drop into coverage. If that means rushing the passer, you kind of decide, you know. And so that's where I'm hoping that this team is better, because, quite frankly, exactly what we talked about offensively and running the football is where this problem has been for this defense, stopping the run. And if you don't stop the run, good gosh, it's really, really difficult. Philadelphia last year, Kellen Moore as offensive coordinator averaged 179 yards rushing a game. Averaged. Man, wow. When you do that, you can, you know, you make Jalen Hurts that much better. You make everybody that much better. And I'm not saying the Saints got to average 179, but that, when you do, you win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know what they did last evening. I watched a good part of that.
They won.
Philly Dallas game. I know they won. And I know that the linebacker that we had, Zach Bond, he was like all over the place. I mean,
it was a crazy game, but they had something happen that we don't got to worry about. We live in Caesar Superdome. They had an hour and 4 minute rain delay on the East Coast. It was like midnight.
Yeah, that's when I fell out.
It was a great first half and a defensive struggle in the second half, but Philly pulled it out, so hey, we'll see tonight. We got the Chargers in Kansas City from Brazil tonight.
Absolutely. And the Saints game on noon in the Caesar Superdome. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Always enjoy the conversation, and look forward to listening to your call of the game Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Deuce and I will be at the Rouses on LaPalco and Marrero 4 to 6 today, so we'll get the Saints fans ready for Fans in the Pro today on 4 to 6.
Absolutely. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Have a great game on Sunday, Mike.